Welcome to our school's podcast. Here we're going to show you how teachers, parents, and pupils can share advice, tips, and know-how to bring the best out of all of us. Learning is a joint experience, and through our series of interviews, we can all learn more and achieve even greater things. Here is this week's host.
Hello, and welcome to our first podcast of the 23-24 school year for our Superintendent Student Advisory Council. I'm your host, Jenny Alexander. Today, my co-hosts are...
Kenzie Crawford.
All right. Bear with me. I've lost a little bit of my voice, the lovely fall weather changing. So if I sound a little strange, we know why, but you guys are going to bring it along. So in today's episode, we're going to venture into the hallways of learning, where every student's background is a unique color in our educational mosaic. Join us as we listen to the voices of students from all walks of life, understand their challenges, and celebrate the triumphs of learning together in a world of differences and embrace the spectrum of our school communities. So let's talk about diversity. You both were very, when we started the Student Advisory Council meetings and what we wanted to talk about in our podcast, both of you were pretty adamant about how wonderful you thought the diversity here at Stebbins was. Tell me a little bit about that, Kenzie.
I just like how the whole entire school is not just one race, you know. There's multiple people from different cultures, and it makes me feel pride in knowing that our school is okay with that and let that in.
Okay. And you have a great diversity background. Tell me a little bit about it.
It's Turkish, which is also Mesopotamian, and it's basically a mix of Turkish with Russian. It's like a dialect of Turkish just mixed with Russian. And yeah, I think that Stebbins is so welcoming to every single culture and race. And it's just like when I first came here, I always thought I'd be like left out or an outcast, but it was never like that. They were really welcoming and I just felt so appreciated and loved. So I'm really grateful for that.
And you came from an international school here in Dayton right before, or you had friends who came from the international school?
Pathway.
Okay.
Yeah, I came from Pathway, okay. But I have friends and family that came from the international school, and they really liked it here.
Yeah, you spoke to Superintendent Wien about how they were a little nervous when they said they were coming here, and then
they were freaking out about it. But when they stepped foot in here and they saw everyone and they saw the staff and the students, they really liked it.
Okay, great. What about Kenzie? Have you encountered a lot of people from different diverse of backgrounds?
I have. I used to go to Dayton Public when I was little, and it was majority all African American. So when I moved to Riverside and I moved into the school district, I was shocked to see that the schools were more diverse and that it's not always just one race other more than the other. So yeah, I love that opportunity that I got to make more friends, not just with one race, but with others.
And I think that's important because it sort of is a melting pot here. And I think that we all learn from one another with our different backgrounds and cultural experiences. How have you found that to be almost like a welcome home mat for you?
Yeah, I was just about to talk about this, actually. There's so much to learn. There's so much to learn. And like when I talk with different people and different, you know, people of different colors and people of different religions, people of different races, you learn so much. And sometimes you can like relate to them, but other times it's just good to be informed. Miss Holzberg said this one saying, and it always stuck with me. She was like, the more you know, the more you realize you don't know. And when I came to high school, I mean, I really realized the impact that it had.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah. Kenzie, what do you have further on that?
Coming to Stebbins and now being a senior, I feel so much, like I said, I'm like so happy that our school is an open enrollment school and it's able to give other kids the opportunity to experience something like this.
Tell me about some of those opportunities where you've seen just a whole different background of folks come together.
Well, one of the ways that a whole bunch of different backgrounds come together is our sports and our and our career techs that we have at Stebbins. You see a lot of people trying out for our soccer team and our marching band and like our music department and experiencing something that they never was able to experience.
And we also have these spirit like days where it's different topics. But the thing is, everyone comes to school wearing what they see. And sometimes it's really interesting to see people dressed up as different things in their perspective or point of view, which is, I mean, it's always intriguing to me. So I really like it.
I mean, we get to step out of the comfort zone of gender roles with our soccer moms and barbecue dads. you literally see girls dressed up as dads with full marker facial and actually get to be happy, and I feel like that's amazing.
And when you're like, we're in high school, it's stressful, that's pretty obvious, but when you're having these moments in high school where it's just so tiring, it like lightens up the mood and it makes everything so much better, because you'll see someone in a like minion uniform and then it'll just make your day. It's just so fun.
Thank you. Now, and you've spoken about some of the barriers that some of your friends face being bilingual and not really knowing the English language. Talk about some of that and how I think the fact that we have a very welcoming atmosphere and being able to work with teachers on some of those barriers. Tell me about that.
They do have a hard time with, you know, schoolwork. I mean, I've lived in America all my life, but, you know, I do have a background and I am trilingual, but it's not easy because the work you get assigned, it's in a whole nother language, and when you try to Google translate it, it won't match up. It really won't. So that perspective, they do stress over a lot. And then there's the other side where it's like everyone welcomes you and everyone wants you to be included and no one wants you to feel left out, and they really appreciate that as well.
And I think most of the staff are very willing to help break down those barriers and try to make sure those obstacles come away to create a great diverse background here.
Yeah, most of the teachers are really understanding and will even let them use like translators on tests, and like they'll give them notes and like translated text so they don't have to do it. I just think they're all really understanding and, you know, they know that it's not easy.
Yeah. What would be some things that you, if you found out, you know, you were somewhere and somebody said, hey, you know, I'm thinking about going to Stebbins, but I'm a little nervous because, you know, I'm from another country and, you know, I haven't had good experiences. What would you say?
I would say that Stebbins is really welcoming. I know a lot of people that are from different countries, different cultures who have that language barrier, and Stebbins does a really amazing job trying to help them. One teacher, in fact, that I know, makes sure that his students, if they have a hard time speaking English, will literally print out all your work and your language so you can be able to work and stay caught up with the rest of the class.
Yeah, I agree. I let them know that it is going to be scary at first, but if you think about it, any school you first go to will be scary. But the thing with Stebbins is it's so much different than other schools. It welcomes you, you know. You just feel so included, even if you're not in clubs, even if you're not in sports. You just feel like you belong. And, I mean, in my case, you know, I can't speak for everyone, but in my case, I just feel so, like I belong, and it makes me feel really good about myself and my education. And our education here is amazing. Like the opportunities we have is out of this world.
Breathtaking. That's a great word. Is there anything that you would change at being from a diverse background and coming into a different school?
The thing with my diversity is I don't want it to change. I love being Turkish. I love being Askali Turkish. You know, I have my own people. I have a culture that I can take care of. I have this like reputation that, you know, I wake up every day and I want to take care of it. And it makes me feel like I have like, what's that word? So sorry.
You belong.
Like I belong and like I have a task to do. So every day I wake up and I know that I have the motivation to do this thing because it just.
To better yourself.
It motivates me. Yeah. There you go.
Yes, most definitely.
I wouldn't change anything. The school and the diversity, it's amazing. And to be able to see all these other kids, like, have fun, make friends with other people. Mm-hmm. And literally, when you're walking in the halls, you can see some of the kids who have that language barrier or is from other, like, countries, dab up other people or high five their friends that they made. So,
and you know what's great about them? It's like, even though they came from another country and a different part of that country, Stebbins is so diverse that when you come from not necessarily like any country, but like when you come from a different country, there are people already here from that same country or region. So you automatically have friends or like fit in with someone. I don't know. I really like that.
No, and I think that's great. I've noticed it over at our Taronga program, just the different cultures sort of mixing. And it's, I always go back to what they teach you in history, you know, it's a melting pot, if you will. And I see that a lot in our hallways. It's become a melting pot. And I think it's wonderful because there's so much different backgrounds coming together, but we're really just one.
And yeah, it's not judgeful. It's not criticism. It's nothing. When you look at someone, you see them as like a friend or as a person. You don't see them for their race. You don't see them for their religion. And that to me is, I really like it.
It feels like we're almost like rewriting history, you know?
But in a better way.
But in a better way, because as people know, previously in time, we were in segregated schools. Mm-hmm. We couldn't be with together. But as time changed, we were able to break down that law and have kids come together to this beautiful school and beautiful city that we have now.
Yeah, we definitely broke some barriers. I agree with that. And you just feel welcome. You feel like you belong.
Yeah, I think it gets better each year. And I think there's just so much, you know, love and acceptance in this building. And I think that's great. Acceptance in most all of our buildings. You know, we have a wonderful background where we have a lot of military families that come in, and they're from different races and different cultures coming from the base. And that's got to be hard for those kids because they're coming from, where they know they're going to have to leave again. But they can feel the comfort while they're here.
They can make friends while they're here, even though they know that they are staying.
Because there are other military students as well. Mm-hmm. So they know that they're all going through the same thing. They're all probably going to move again. And they know that even if they do move, they'll still have that friendship going.
Yeah, and that goes along the same lines of diversity because they're military background, and you know it's a diverse way of life.
It's hard for them because we have kids that are staying year long, been here since they were a baby, but then we have military families coming in almost every single year, every single day, into our right path.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're welcome with open arms, just like all of our different students with different cultural barriers. And I wouldn't even call it a barrier because I think it's actually an open door, and there's no walls here. We just, you know,
just learning opportunities that we have that we can learn from all of our students with different cultures.
And most of the time, people think that difference is a really bad thing. But it's not here at Stebbins. It's if you're different here, matter of fact, you're more accepted because people know what you're going through. People have been through the same things. And it's just welcoming. Yeah. It's just like, it's comforting. Not welcoming. It's comforting. Very comforting. Yeah.
Well, you guys have enlightened me. I appreciate it. It's been great to talk to you. Thank you. Thanks for joining us today. And we will talk to you later.